Oh, I used to work a long time ago for the New York Central Railroad Company. I live in the same little old town as Rochester, New York. I'm waiting for the New York Central then. All this is true, this is my stuff. Stayed in about 11 years as a porter at New York Central. Some of the boys, they worked there a little longer than I did, but I used to make light of them, you know. There's one still you're there now. His name is Lattimore. He's the undertaker in Rochester. He used to be a bag to Red Cap, you know, at the train station. Get 25 cents a bag, and then he had to take 10 cents and carry upstairs to the railroad company and leave him 15. I'd get back in New York City and Boston like that, I'd be walking one-sided with tips. I thought that was going to lay. I'm sure you person, you don't think too fast. Those things be going well with you right then. That's my idea. Down there and tease them, make fun of them. Yeah, around there working for these peanuts. That's me. I stayed on with them another 11 years. And the New York Central did take a notion to go to laying off healthy men out in the first bunch. I said, oh, no, not me. Find all this smart talk. But I had to go. So, well, even. At least they didn't close the old place up. Now they're making office buildings out of it now, man, Rochester. Mm-hmm. So Lattimore, he saved enough of them quarters. He's getting out of them tips. Now he's right down below me. I live 61 Greek Street. Plymouth Avenue is going this way, and here's Greek Street, a little short street here. Well, right on down. A little below there, that's where his undertaker is. He come along once in a while in his Cadillac. Now he got two dead wagons. I'm still walking. See, it ain't what you make, it's what you see. Even don't talk so big, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. I be going to the store, you know, walking. When he come along, pump, pump. I cut my eyes, see him. Now that's the truth, y'all, right there in Rochester where I live in. Well, that brings me up from talking so smart. If thing going well with you right now, that's what I'm saying, got to keep it going. Found out I used to do recordings from 1930s on up for the Paramounts recording company. So they even sell some of them same old records yet from 1930. So he wanted to know if where could he get him at it. Well, I said, oh, forget it. I said, next time I'm down in New York, I'll just bring you some free. You got to pay nothing. You got two dead wagons and everything. I ain't charging nothing. I get them free. I'm so nice now. Could have been that way to start with. Oh, he found out I was going to go back. He said, well, please don't forget that Empire State Express. That's where they made the most tips at, of the New York Central. I said, well, okay, I'm gonna make it my business to try to think up a song to go with that. And so this is one of them I thought of. use myself for an example at the start.